The men milling around a meeting room at Lambeau Field weren't wearing Packer green. Instead, it was Army green.
When I came back from Vietnam, you didn't let anybody know you were a Vietnam veteran.
Michael Hawks lives near New London. He's a Navy veteran who provided gun support and medevacs in Vietnam back in 1967.
4 days before I came home, I was in a do-or-die firefight. Next thing you know, you're at home in your own bedroom. I had no debriefing, no knowledge whatsoever of how the American public felt towards a Vietnam veteran.
Hawks and his fellow vets will finally get their welcome home next May, the weekend before Memorial Day. The event is billed LZ Lambeau. The LZ stands for Landing Zone, a military reference to a safe place. One of the highlights of the weekend will be the premiere of Wisconsin Public Television's documentary called Wisconsin Vietnam War Stories. It'll be shown on the Packers' giant Tundra Vision screen.
I don't know why we have such trouble differentiating the war from the warrior. You can hate the war, but why hate the warrior?
The LZ Lambeau weekend is meant to be a proper welcome home, according to its director, Don Jones, himself a veteran. He says the event was partly inspired by what was revealed in more than 100 interviews included in the film.
During those interviews, there was a common sense that emerged that they never felt that they were welcome when they returned home from Vietnam. In fact, the mood of the country during that time was such that many Vietnam veterans took off their uniforms when they were returning, some of them out of fear, some of them out of shame.
Mike Allen left his uniform on and felt the wrath of a public fed up with an unpopular war in 1971. Allen got in a confrontation with a fellow passenger on a commercial flight.
I had a businessman kind of abruptly tried to set me off on the aircraft when we were flying in, and he said, made some remark, "You made it back, and you don't care about your fellow veterans, you're here and there, and I blew up on him.
Allen is in Public Television's documentary, so is Alan Knoll, who survived a mid-air helicopter crash in 1970. He says a lot of emotions came out in the interview process.
There was like 7 or 8 guys who were getting healed, because that's the first time they talked about their service over there since they've been back.
It may have taken decades for them to get their thank you and welcome back, but the vets like Michael Hawk seem to appreciate the sentiment.
It'll be 43 years after the fact for me, but it took me a long time to get anything from the United States as a Vietnam veteran, and so many people are going to be there, and I look forward to it being a healing process, a reunion, and just a great family event.
LZ Lambeau kicks off with a motorcycle ride from La Crosse to Green Bay. Another highlight will be displays of Vietnam-era military equipment and a replica of the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.